otherwise, but
just we have to clarify this a bit more next time. We know about Siva. Now here, someone's found me a jumper with this word gap on it. You see over here. Yeah, you can watch as I do the zip. You see? The A is split, yeah?
Yeah.
I should put my tie nice. I think there was a nice picture of this one over here. Right? Smile? Well, now I've got to put it together again. I'm too nervous on this camera. 1 minute. Let's put this back together again here. So you see what happens. And now when you put it up together again. See? Nice word, gap. So the shy is when you could. What? Can you do that on Shabbos, yeah? What?
It's split in two,
yeah? The mice is split in two. So this is the Chayr Mamish Shaila of the Mishnah Brewer here, with the Chudei Hadaf, where it goes on the side of the pages, the Moshav, which we spoke about over here, where someone's got, let's say, a picture, or he's got writing, the Weisbart Library. So when you open up the pages, the letters break open. The mice of the Mishnah Brewer said, in such a case there, Lechat Chila, even though many possible are Mekel, for various reasons, even so, lechatchila, if one can, one should try and use a different sefer. If one's got another option to use, one should use a different sefer. If one's got no other sefer, then one relies on the Ramah said that it is, because it's oimah to open and close. Others say it's kirum oishis. There are various reasons why we say it's mutter. That's what comes out. So this jumper over here, this gap jumper over here, you've got another one for Shabbos to use, the marshal. Let's say you've got another jumper to use, then you should use the other jumper. If it's taka very cold outside, the only jumper you've got is this one, then lechur, you've got a hetzer to use it. All right, that's what comes out of the clear. Okay, everybody, side. New topic. New England, very interesting topic, actually. Sorry, I'm not going to prepare this, actually. I learned quite a bit out of this, actually. This is the style about wearing shorts for davening on holidays. So, you know, we forget a lot of things when we go on holidays, actually. Yeah? We change a lot of things that we do on holidays. So the question is, can one wear shorts on holidays? Or however one dresses, yeah? What was the question? Sorry.
Can one wear one shorts in the middle?
Shorts in a minion. Okay, that's hard. Can one wear shorts in a minion? Okay, during davening. That's the question. Sorry, yeah, it's quite right. So the marshal, can you wear shorts on holiday? That's much to do. What you do? I mean, I'll be along. The thing is, you have to know in Washington, very hot places where everyone goes like that, stomach, I'll be Derek Eretz. You have to know. Yeah, it's an interesting point what you say. You have to know. In a place where it's boiling hot, I remember many years ago I was in by the Yamamela, it was very hot there, the marshal, so we made a minion there. There was a guy who was davening with shorts, he was stuck at the cousin. Stuck at interesting. No, it wasn't so geschmack, but that's what he was doing. The Meister there, it's boiling hot mummies. That's how everyone dresses there. We'll come to this, yeah. But let's start from the beginning. What's the first halacha? This is a machaba first of all, it starts with the Rambam. Ugh, forgot to get the Rambam real. The Rambam, is there a Rambam here in Chesfila? Sorry, it's Avo, Rambam and Avo. First halach is a pot. It's an avo. The Rambam in Avo. Have we got a Rambam here? All right, look. If you can't find the word, we say I've got roughly the idea. So the first halach is starts off with this number one. Hikoy, shkoy, thank you very much. Hikoy likras lekech. The pasuk in Amos, a person should prepare himself when he comes to davening. Klal Yisrael should prepare themselves. So Chazal learned that from me that when a person goes to daven. And there's a frat Shmoneh Esrei. You see, Shmoneh Esrei has a different set of halachas, actually. It's even more chomor. When a person davens Shmoneh Esrei, he should be dressed in a nice way. He should be dressed respectably. What's called respectably, we'll see. He should see himself ka'omeh lifnei ha-melech. The lashon is that one should see himself as though he's standing in front of the king. Umadaber imo b'yirah. One should speak with him in a nice way. In a fiery way. That's what he should do. You should wear the begonim should cover his whole guf. We'll see in this verse Hashem. Karoy b'meshach kolos twitter as it is when he's davening. B'hu adin b'shas brocha. Really, every time a person makes a brocha, every time a person does anything, really lechatchila, a person should be dressed mamish in a derech covered when he makes the brocha, even when he learns. Really, it should be like that. Yeah. The Rambam. What? Derech covered looks like when you go to speak with choshva people. How would you go? So the Meister, I think, generally speaking, most people would understand that you dress nicely. That means you wouldn't go with short sleeves, you wouldn't go with short trousers. That's lechatchila. A person should be able to dress like that when he makes the brocha and when he does the shvanes. That's lechatchila. That's what it seems to be, lechatchila. See the different madrigas, but that's lechatchila. Where's the Ram? The Ram in Perakhei and Hilchas Tefillah. Oh, it's interesting Loshna. I didn't really understand what his Loshna was. Did I read it out to you, his Loshna Tefillah?
Where did you draw the line? He wouldn't visit the queen with
I don't think it's totally correct. Yeah, I don't think it's a queen, actually. You're right. Because I asked Rob today. I must say, I did ask Rob today. So he says to me, I come to the bedroom. I did say to him, it might say, don't think it's totally on a queen. Because the mice says, a lot of people, when they go to a queen, wear a tie only, yeah? They put a tie on. So the mice can tell me, if you don't wear a tie, it's not right. It looks like it has to be a noshim mechubon. If you're having a meeting with people who are more honourable, a business meeting, actually, let's say, how would you go? I don't think people would go with a shorts. Would you go with a t-shirt? I'm not sure. Depends what business you're in. But I think it's a bit of a killer. What? But let's say, are you selling this? What you do? Oh, not the first time. See, you understand already. There was a bit of an Indian mice. So when you go, you have to be a bit respectable. The first time you go, you have to try. If you go with the next shirt, did he do business with you, this guy?
Yeah, the first time I did go. First time with the t-shirt.
Did he do business with you?
Yeah.
He did. You could have done a better business if you made your own proper jacket, maybe. it's interesting. The Meister, you see, in town, the people have a dress. Yeah, I mean, the Choshva business people, the Meister, even now, they're not sure how good. But the Pashtas, they dress in a respectable way. That's the Chora had to ask you. When you go to meet someone, you want to go to a Hasid, the Meister, dressed in shorts and a t-shirt. When you're going with a Mechubotik, a place, you would dress in a respectable way. Lechora, that is the ideal when a person, when a person goes for davening. The Rambam says over here in Perek Hey, Aloche Hey, unless it's the way people go like that. I don't know what that means, that the Lashon Rambam. It's interesting. The Rambam says,
where?
In so you have to know if it depends. It could be it depends. Zechel bidi evidence is going to help us see. Okay, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, first of all, before we start ending, I want to tell you, the first halacha in any bracha you make is, there's a halacha that liboy cannot be roya se'erbo. The heart must see the erva. That means the person's got to be covered in a way. That means, I was just thinking today about it. Someone comes out of a swimming pool, for example, he puts a towel right round him, and he wraps a big towel, and he wraps it over here, right over here. And he wants to make a bracha. He puts a couple on, obviously. He wants to make a bracha l'chayr. That's the problem, because there the wrapping of the towel which goes around here is the liboy and the erva all in one. That l'chayr is no good. You need to put a belt or something round to separate the heart from the mokum of erva. The gaff, let me one. What? Yeah, a lot of people say the water could be if you can't see it. It's not seeable. Hopefully, the pool you're in is nice, clear water. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in there really. Hopefully, so the mice, if the water's visible, then l'chayr doesn't help at all. So you have to know about all this. That's not so posh. I must say, I was once in one of these, I'm not mentioning any names here, I was once in a place where I was taking my children to do some swimming. So I was sitting in the pool with my clothes on, obviously, right? And I was sitting down there, and I was learning from a sefer, so Reb, whatever his name was, I'm going to say his name, Reb came over to me and said, I hope you don't mind me telling you, I think you can learn over here. I said, why not? He said, there's a place you're not supposed to learn. An interesting point. The mice, I think, it's wrong, really, because me'ekar din, you can learn in the swimming pool. Everyone's covered there. Mokum erva is covered. It's not like a base of merchot. There's two things going on. I'm talking about learning. A person's not a learner. If you're talking about it's b'di'evad, you're talking about l'chatchila, when you make a brocha. L'chatchila, when a person makes a brocha, should cover himself. That's what you should do, l'chatchila.
In the pool, when you put a towel, you bring a swimming.
Yeah, that's much better. So I was wearing swimming trunks, for example, and he puts a towel around him.
No,
let's just do that locker. First locker is like, so we're asking, you've got swimming trunks on by yourself.
Yeah.
You come out of swimming, you've done a good swim, done 20 laps. Your mummy's had a good time, you need a bit of ice cream. You want to make a brocha shakal on the ice cream. So show what brocha you make, a shakal, was only this on the cone. Let's see you make shakal. Right, you make a shakal on the ice cream. And now you want to know what to do about, so you've got your swimming trunks. Your swimming trunks cover you around here, around the sides. So your mice is not liberally cerebral. But the top is completely uncovered.
Yeah.
On that, the Mechaber says over here, Furush HaLoch, and Simon, Ayin Dalet Sivov. Hoyso Taliso Chagura Mosno Lechasoisoi. If, don't get too excited, Rabbi, when I read this out, yeah? If he's got like a talis, which is girded around his mosnov, his loins, covering the mosnov lamato, from downwards, apa bisha mosnov lamalahu oron, even though he's naked on top, says the Shulchan Aruch, muta likros krishna. So Rav Simcha is going to say, Vavaldi, it's mashmel achatchiles you're allowed to do it, which is quite right. We have the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch over here, is mashmel muta likros krishna. You're allowed to read the Krishna Lechatchila. It comes out your swimming pool. It looks like from the Shulchan Aruch. Lechatchila, you're allowed to just put your swimming trunks on, make a brocha, and carry on. Let me just finish all the mechaba. Avolis palel to damashkun esra osu achichasa libri. You have to cover the top. Brachas is the same. It's only everything is the same as Krishma besides Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is one parsha, and everything else, davening, rest of davening, Lemel Torah, and Brachas is all the same as Krishma. So from the Mechaber, it looks like it's the Chatchila Mutter. As long as you're covered at the bottom, your Livoi Royas Erev is not a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is not hyper. Mishnah Berurah says, Afapi b'moch matchak. This is allowed only in emergency. The E lav hochi a nochem le chatchila lasses came afilu be'ez the bracha even for normal bracha the chosh came at Krishna. So the Mishnah Berurah was clearly that the chatchila one should cover oneself. That means you could take a towel and cover yourself. Cover yourself means you've got swimming trunks on. Take a towel, wrap yourself around the towel, and as long as it's covered, the rest of your body from your, this all the way down. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is talking about from the top upwards, who are doing the Mefarshim saying is downwards as well, the legs as well. The chatchila that should be covered. Of course, we're talking about your head's covered as well. That's a serious problem. A person makes a brach without his head covering. That's also a problem. So we're just talking about his head is covered as well. So either you put a couple on. I say many years ago, I traveled to Eretz Yisrael with one of our children just after Sukkot. And we were asked on the plane if we could make a minyan for Mincha. So they said, yeah, no problem. After they do the drinks, or whatever it was there, they allowed us, they said they called out that we're allowed to go and make a minyan. So they called out afterwards, go to aisle number 11. I think it was an EasyJet plane, it's very, very cramped there. Aisle number 11 is near the doors. So that's got a bit more room anywhere else. So they told us, if we come there, we can make a minyan. So we went there. I'm sure it was spoiled from this, actually. So we came there, done with a minyan. And we had brought some a nice minyan. So we started davening. The guy in front of me was bareheaded. So we started with Ashrei, finished Ashrei. As soon as we finished Ashrei, his wife next to him put her hand on his head. And during the Shemoneh Esrei, while he was down in Shemoneh Esrei, she had her hand on his head. Talmud Esachom, I think she was, yeah? It's like he shouldn't put his hand on his head. He damaged Shemoneh Esrei while she had her hand on his head. Yeah? Because your head has to be covered. Ideally, you shouldn't use your own hand. It's very bad ever using your hand. It's very problematic when you can. But she covered his hand. I must say, I did peep out. He finished very quickly, Shemoneh Esrei, actually. But there was a quick Shemoneh Esrei. But as soon as he finished, she took her hand off. Yeah. The minion right next to this person. I can't believe it. He sat mummish in the aisle where the minion came next to him. Unbelievable thing. Anyway, that's what he did. So we're not talking about the head covering. The head covering zikha has to be done.
So I made the brothel, the brothel, the silly people had head, I made the brothel in the pool, and I carried on eating without covering, okay?
Yeah. It's only Peshaw's broch passes the broch. And if you're carrying on learning this, hopefully. We hope we learn, hopefully, during a meal. When you went, yeah, he's quite right about it. Once you made the brocha. Not bald headed, no, your cover's on. Oh, you know what, with your head covered or without your head covered? Maisa, that's a big shiloh with the head covering nowadays. That's a big shiloh. Maisa, we hold nowadays, Mishnah Berurah says the Maisa wants to have his head covered the whole time. Yeah, yeah. I thought, he caught me out, very good. Sure, you're quite right. Sure. One moment, let me go with that bit again. The Maisa, we talk first of all, let's talk about head covering. Head covering, when you make a brock, is compulsory. There's no shiloh about that. Maisa, that you have to do. The whole shad is afterwards when you have to head. We in the Maestro Mishnah Berurah is down from the Taz that nowadays we wear a couple the whole time. We don't differentiate and we have to have our head covered the whole time. There's no distinction what you're doing, whether you're sitting down somewhere, wherever you are. The Mishnah Berurah is down from the Taz that because of goyim not to do it, and therefore the whole time one should wear his head should be covered. But we say it's quite right, the wash, the person makes the brock in the swimming pool. See, so he's got his swimming trunks on, he puts a towel around him, he makes the brock, he's got a couple on his head, he makes shahakla near the voroi. He has his first bite, swallows it, then he takes his towel off. Then he's allowed to carry on drinking like he wants. There's no problem with that. Yeah? Once he's made the brocha, and the brocha was chal, when it was supposed to be, he can carry on drinking and eating with that brocha without having his head covered. Okay.
No, not take a couple off.
No, the couple has to stay on. The couple has to stay on. Yeah, the couple has to stay on. Yeah, that the couple has to stay on. The only thing is that... The cover has to stay on, but your towel can come off once you've got your thing on. That you can do. That was number two. Then the Mishnah Berurah. So that's halacha number one. Halacha number one is that when it comes to your liboy rois erev, as long as your bottom is covered, the bottom part of your body is covered, the separation between the heart and the mila area, at least the Mishnah Berurah says b'shasat chag, a person can make a brach. So someone comes out of a swimming pool, Tucker, and he's very, very thirsty. And the mice, he can't go to get his towel. He needs a drink desperately. L'choy, that's a shasat chak. The person, mamish, needs to have a drink then. He'd be allowed to make a block in that case. Provides a cup along, and it's a liberous erva. That is b'shasat chak. The Mishaburah says that b'shasat chak, a person can have, as long as his bottom area is covered, there's a separation between the erva and the lathe, then if the top is completely uncovered, and who are in the bottom, the legs are uncovered, that is your l'choy. But the erva, b'shasat chak, has not to make a block. He's got nothing else. He can't go to get to, he's got to watch the children. He can't run in to get a towel, he can't run in to get his shirt or whatever it is, and he needs to have a drink desperately, then he's allowed to make a brocha shahakon near before in that case. Bidiyavit. Yeah, who had it with shorts as well, the same thing. That's the same thing, Lachaira. It's also Bidiyavit, Lachaira. It should be all the way covered, but Bidiyavit, that's Zichaira. If a shasat chak person is in an emergency, he's got nothing, he can't do anything else, he's allowed to do that. That's number one. Then, there's another halacha as well, which is that a person, like he says, this is Mishnah Berurah brings down, that a person should be able to, when he makes a brocha, certainly for Shemona Esra, a person should be in a matzah that he's able to speak to the Chubadika people, honorable people. So here again, if a person wants to daven wash with a t-shirt, or a person wants to daven with shorts, it's not the ideal way when one speaks to a melech. So l'chayr, that's not l'chadchila. Bidi ever one can clear. I mean, since Zichar now, people now are washing very hot countries, washing Italy and Spain. It's very common for people in the streets to walk around like this. Yeah, it's very hot. I mean, here, look at these, the few hot days you've got over here. The mice, you see how people walk the mice, you know, that's how people, you know, people walk like that in the mice with nothing on. So in these places where it's common to have hot weather, where it's common for people to walk around the streets, they're not embarrassed to walk in the streets like this, l'chayr, at least b'di eved, if a person davens like this, Moshe's got shorts on, for example, davens with his shorts on, or he's come with a t-shirt on, b'di eved, it's okay. L'chadchila, l'chayr, one should not do this. L'chadchila, one should dress properly for davening. Makes no chiddush whether one's davening by himself, whether one's davening with a minion. L'chadchila, again, we reiterate what we said of it. L'chadchila, a person should dress for everything. Brochas, Krishna, Shemoneh Esra, everything should be done in a way where he's dressed mechubadik, where he would meet people, would be happy to meet with people. Sorry? So a hat, also the chayr, that looks like from the Mishnah Berurah, is also mashmah that one should have one's covering, a hat and a jacket. That's already a madriga. That's already much better. I'm saying much better. There is already much less of a shasat chak. Someone moshel, that they speak about moshel, someone's going to miss a minion, for example. He's come to a minion, he's left his jacket in his room, and he goes to his room and gets a jacket, he's going to miss it. So there, some poskim already there on makel with a jacket and a hat, and they say that's not compulsory. Others are a bit more stricter, but a lot of poskim hold ready for a jacket and a hat. When many people walk around like that, the mice are very much more comfortable. That's already really better than shorts. Shorts is already, when a person goes with shorts and a t-shirt, that's already a level much lower than that, yeah? So that is, but the evidence, if someone's mummy's start, one will be allowed to do that with a t-shirt and, what do you call it, and shorts. But the chathila, ideally, one should try actually and make it that one is able to dress properly. Interesting enough, I was just trying to sort out a minion. Sorry? She was also Mishnah Berurah, I think it was Mishnah Berurah's mashmah, the mice. If in the place where you are, they don't walk barefooted, you should ideally, again, wear shoes.
You wouldn't wear crocs
if you
go to your wedding.
Yeah, I'm saying, you have to wear
it. You shouldn't down
with the crocs. I'm saying, a crocs is the same level as a jacket and a hat. Now, let me just differentiate again. You've got a jacket, a hat, and crocs, and things like that, and slippers. That's one level. Then you've got shorts and a t-shirt, and then you've got nothing on.
Oh.
Yeah, not nothing on, besides the swimming trunks. Yeah, that's mummy's words. So the different levels, the crocs, the hat, and the jacket is one level. That is the chayr one level where the mice and many people are comfortable walking with people mechubad even like that. That's already better. I'm saying the chathila one should wear everything properly. If one's going to miss a minion or something like that, then the chayr that one can bypass those things, the crocs, hat, and jacket. The next level is levoshel. What's the next level? The next level is shorts and a t-shirt. That's zikha, not lechatchila. B'shas hadchak, not for tefillah. Tefillah is no good, Mishnah Berurah says, yeah? Not for tefillah, but for krishma and other brochas. If a person's got shorts on or whatever, he could make a brocha. For Shemona Esra, this doesn't work. Shemona Esra, you have to wear fully garbed. Just interesting enough, another interesting halacha is going to a minion.
Shemona Esra, the shorts and t-shirt,
no, it's no good.
How
Looks like it's no good. Looks like it's no good. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Machab is only made by shorts and tops, only by Krishna and Ashar Brachos. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah speaks out by Shreya, so that's no good. Yes, when Esther one has to wear full garment, it's like. If but ever you didn't, you have to know what happened to the Maaser, because you can see from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says only about Krishma this halach, yeah? That if he's got his swimming tracks on, and his Orem on top, so for Krishma it works, and the Mechabit says, I will dispel also Sheikh Hasalibu by Tefillah, Shmuel Esra, it's also until you cover your heart. I think I'm going to invest in Primark here with all these good clothes here. That's a good question, actually. I don't know why. That's like a t-shirt. And there's two things. Are you talking about a jacket which you don't put your sleeves through, or are you talking about a t-shirt? What? Krishmana Mitta. Anyways, I don't know. Let me say, it's all brokers are the same thing, Pashtus. I would have thought all brokers are the same in that way. That you should be dressed properly. Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's pretty evident. Yeah, it's not ideal. Yeah, one moment. The Mechab is talking about Bidi'evet. The Mishnah Berurah learns the Mechab is talking about Bidi'evet. Lechatchila, you should be covered. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about
Lechatchila. I'm in the countryside. I'm just bringing to
Nazi. It's my Mincha.
I've got shorts and t-shirt on.
I
shouldn't have
Mincha
or I should have
Mincha.
Make sure
the
body
is right. Some of the other. Very good. I think you should have Mincha. Yeah, it's a good question, Rabbi Yisrael. I think it's Lechatchila. That's what comes out. I think it's right. Lechatchila, it comes out. What we're saying, someone's going in the countryside, all he's got is his shorts and his t-shirts, and he's realized it's a man mincha, and his mummy's in trouble, he's got nothing else to wear. The chloira, he has to, what do you call it? He has to double tashlum. I think so. All right, everybody, say.